back started. For the members that are on the phone, I want to let you all know, I'm assuming everybody else is here, you're here for CP2. Is that correct? Anybody else? I would like to have the audience let you know who's here, just so you all know who's here in the room for this session. Is that all right?
All right.
Say
that again.
Speak up for the members on the phone.
Bethany Burgess with Neighbors Giblin and Nickerson.
Ingrid Olson.
I'm Rod Meyer. Adam Fox.
Tom Rhythm.
Don Schroeder, Coalition Against Runaway Taxation.
Chris Miller, Young Dan Esner.
Frank Myers for AIF.
Trey Price with the Florida Association of Realtors.
Adam Potts with the Florida Institute of CPAs.
Clyde Dio with the Executive Office of the Governor.
Charles Milstead, AERP.
Dick Shelton, Florida Press Association.
Alan Douglas, National Federation of Independent Business.
Gene Adams with the Coalition to Protect Florida's Economy.
Aaron Belotti, Florida Sentinel.
Mary Ellen Claus, Miami Herald.
Jim Ash, Gannett.
Okay, we have a full room. And we have a camera that's going to videotape you all on the conference call. We took CP2, and the bill drafting folks have not yet looked at it. We had, believe it or not, a lot of other people who looked at it afterwards and identified issues that on timing and dates and many different things like that. Our staff have been working with Mr. Neighbor's office because Mr. Neighbor's was so involved in this with Commissioner McKay. And I'd like Richard to walk through, if you could, the big picture of many of the issues, and then we'll dive into specifics, but kind of give the committee members a picture of the vast number of issues you need to deal with on this proposal.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The meetings that we have had that involved some of the staff that had worked on this proposal with Senator McKay included Bob Neighbors and Bethany Burgess, who is here today. I think Bob, Bethany has some other conflict today.
Yeah,
he was here with Tom and Ann and Susan and me, and I know Dudley has looked at some of this also with us. So we also had some of the tax folks at the legislature review the proposal, and some of their comments are incorporated in the issues that we've identified for you today. The issues break down into kind of three major categories. There is some need to review the effective dates of the different proposals, specifically as they relate to what we kind of are calling the Save Our Homes part of Proposal 2. Ann has just brought me copies of my workup that I think I gave to the committee members on Wednesday. For the committee members who are on the phone, Commissioners Hogan, Scott, and Miller, this is that marked up document that I gave you at the full commission meeting. And I think that will help you when we go through our individual issues, understanding where we're at, although I'll give you the page and line numbers also. Commissioner Barnett, if you need another copy of that, I have it here. The second issue is there's a certain amount of redundancy in the language that is in the proposal. And we need some direction from this committee as to how to handle the redundant language. And then there are a series of issues that relate to terminology. And as we get into the specific words that are used in Proposal 2, we have some ideas of clarifying language that the committee needs to consider as we work our way through the terminology. But that's the overview, Madam Chair.
Richard, I can't find somehow with all the papers we had, I can't find that I can't put my hand on that draft that you gave us at the full commission meeting. I bet if somebody could get them there, they could email it right quick to me, and I don't know about the other.
Do you have a fax machine there?
Yes.
Can we fax it to you, Senator?
Yes, 761-8475, and that's...
I'm sorry, 761...